I'm Craig Lewis from the Music and Gospel Arts Department of the Salvation Army's Canada and Bermuda Territory, and I want to welcome you to this 13th episode of Hymn Sing Radio. It is an opportunity for us to spend a few moments listening to and singing along with some great hymns. Whether you know the words to them all off by heart, or are hearing some for the first time, I hope that you receive a blessing. We are going to focus in this episode on the promise of God's love, an unfailing and unchanging promise. I like how they paired those two songs together. Once we have received God's love, how can we not tell people about it? It seems that not an episode goes by that we don't have a hymn from the pen of Fanny Crosby. But given the fact that she was one of the most prolific hymn writers in history, with over 8,000 hymns and over 100 million copies printed, she had a huge impact on the way we sang about our faith. We are going to join together for her song, Draw Me Nearer. The opening line says, "I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me." It's amazing that we have such a God who loves us personally.
Thank you.
Our next hymn comes from the pen of George Matheson, who, like Fanny Crosby, also lost his eyesight in his youth. Despite that, he wrote the words, "O love that wilt not let me go." Perhaps we understand more about God's love in the context of our human frailties and suffering. That may be when we are most in tune with Him. Matheson wrote this hymn in 1882, and he said about it, "It was composed with extreme rapidity. It seemed to me that its construction occupied only a few minutes, and I felt myself rather in the position of one who was being dictated to than of an original artist. I was suffering from extreme mental distress, and the hymn was the fruit of pain." Here are the male voices of the International Staff Songsters in a soaring rendition. Many of us relate well to the book of Psalms. Maybe we find comfort in the fact that God's anointed, David, wasn't perfect. For me, I like the way he talks through his problems, but then always comes back to God's promises and faithfulness. I can relate to that. Sometimes it's good to acknowledge our hurts, sufferings, and pains, and then just let them heal in God's love. Psalm 13 says, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him,' and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Maybe that's why Fanny Crosby and George Matheson wrote such powerful hymns about God's unfailing love, despite being blind from a very young age. Whatever you may be going through, you too can claim that promise and be able to sing, God's love to me is wonderful. Our last item is a unique song. It really isn't a hymn. Meredith Willson was a musical director for the NBC network in Hollywood, but he is most well known for his musical, The Music Man, for which he won a Tony Award and a Grammy. He once attended the ordination service for Salvation Army officers and was struck by their pledge to love the unloved. In 1952, as part of a tribute to the Salvation Army on NBC's program The Big Show, he wrote this song. It is a challenge to each of us to love each other as God has loved us. A decade later, in 1962, the New York Staff Band received permission to record the item for their tour of Great Britain. Featuring the inimitable voice of Major Olaf Lundgren, here is Banners and Bonnets.
Thank you. to love the end of never reckoning the cost, giving them comfort and care. Could you seek the end of in the legion of the lost, sharing their grief and despair? That's a creed of an army, a God-fearing army, with banners and bullets they come. Yes, the love the end of in the spirit of the Lord, marching with trumpet and drum, with banners and bullets they come.
The promises of God are sure. I hope you bask in His love this week. That's all for episode 13 of Hymn Sing Radio. I'm Craig Lewis. God be with you till we meet again.